Well, our verses this morning are Isaiah 5, verses 1 to 7. But as you would have noticed, I read a few more because you can't really ignore the verses afterwards as well. A preacher is halfway through his sermon and he says, "Now, I'm going to sing a song to you." Don't worry, I'm not going to sing a song to you. That'd be a bit of a shock, wouldn't it? Halfway through you say, "Now, I'm going to sing a song to you." Well, if you look at our verses, verse 1, that's exactly what Isaiah says. Now, he's partway through his prophecy, and he says, "Now, I'm going to sing a song to you." And that's how Isaiah chapter 5 begins. And that song is in verses 1 to 7. It could have been a poem, but we'll call it a song. So we need to ask one or two questions about this song. Isaiah, who are you going to sing to? Well, verse 1 tells us, "Now will I sing to my well-beloved, a song of my beloved." So he's going to sing to his well-beloved. Now, this is what I'd like to think. I'm more than likely wrong. But had Isaiah been having his quiet time that morning, and he'd been reading the book of the Song of Solomon, because as we all know, the Song of Solomon has that word beloved, well-beloved, in that song many times. Or can I just say, today you'll hear writers say, "Oh, well, it's just a romantic song." Forget that thinking. Take the old writers. It's a song about Christ and his church. And the Christ is speaking to his church. And the church is speaking of their Christ. And they're taken up with their well-beloved. So it's a wonderful thought. It's more than likely wrong, but it's nevertheless, I think you can have a few thoughts like that, can't you? When you have that lovely expression about his well-beloved, his well-beloved. Now, of course, if you wanted to be really spiritual, you could say, well, because this is inspired scripture, is it the Father, God the Father, singing about his Son, his well-beloved? And of course, we could justify that. Because what did God the Father say about the Lord Jesus Christ at the baptism? "This is my beloved Son." What did he say on the Mount of Transfiguration? "This is my beloved Son." And we find often in the Bible the Father speaking to the Son. But that's a spiritual thought. We'll leave that there. We'll just take it as Isaiah speaking of his well-beloved. So Isaiah is singing a song about his well-beloved. Or can I just say, what is congregational singing? Congregational singing is singing to their well-beloved. We have one object, one mind our focus upon, one heart which is taken up with this great theme as we sing the songs of Zion. We